All praise be to Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And I bear witness there is no one who has right to be worshipped but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the last final messenger of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our series. And today, inshallah, we will have one prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated him with the prayer to maximize the value of your prayer and to learn how the salah was important for all previous messengers and the prophets. And today we will have our prophet, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, David, peace be upon him. When we look at the chapter of Sad from verse number 21 till verse number 26, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated him with the prayer when Allah sent two angels to ask him about it. You know, one of them has 99 sheep, the female sheep, and the other one only has one sheep. And just they went to Prophet Dawood, David, and they climbed the wall or the fence, and he was terrified from the, because they surprised him. And the story, just to understand the story, there is a lot of falsehood of around this story, and we should not trust any of these false stories, because he is a prophet, and it's impossible for any prophet or messengers to do something wrong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected all of them. And Imam Ibn Kathir, may Allah shower him with his mercy, he said in his tafsir, you know, it's a good idea to stick with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. With any story, it's not with the story of David, peace be upon him, with any story, because Allah did not mention any purpose of the story, and we should not ask. And also, he said, we have to return the knowledge of the story to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. We should not ask what is the purpose of the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the two angels to Prophet David. And after he realized that he did wrong and he prostrate himself, فَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. And just to understand the situation, why Prophet Dawood, David, why he prostrated himself, why he bowed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah for forgiveness. When Allah sent the two angels, as you know, they were argue that one of them has 99 sheep, female sheep, or 99 ewes, and the other one only have one sheep. إن أخي له تسع وتسعون نعجة ولي نعجة واحدة. But you know, he said, my brother, he asked me to join my single sheep to his 99 sheep. And Dawood alayhi salam, he answered right away. And this is why the scholars explain that he realized that he did wrong when he jumped to answer the one person before he asked the other person. And this is not right at all. If you judge between people, you have to hear from the both sides, from two of them. And after that, you will think about the solution and you will tell them about the solution. But when you hear from one side and judge right away, it's not allowed for the regular person. How about for the prophet or the messenger of Allah? And this is why he prostrate himself after he realized that he did wrong. And the other purpose of the story that the scholars mention that when he thought that the people came to his mihrab or his the special place for prayer, and he thought that they will harm him. And this is also bad thinking, to think badly against other people around you without proof. And this is also why he prostrate himself right away and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And just I mentioned the purpose was mentioned in the story to clarify the point, because we might hear a lot of scholars in their tafsir, the books of interpretations, they might mention, you know, some false stories. They took it from Torah and from old scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be very careful when we talk about a messenger or a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will come to our proof or to our point, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated David, peace be upon him, with the prayer. And the ayah mentioned, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ, he asked his Lord for forgiveness. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ, for what he have done. And now, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَاب, verse number 24 of Surah Sad. وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَاب means that he fell down, prostrate, and turned to Allah, turned himself to Allah in repentance. And this is the proof that prayer was there. Prayer was obligated on David, peace be upon him. And this is what I try to explain for us today, that Prophet Dawood, David, peace be upon him, he was obligated with the prayer. And this is why when he realized that he did wrong in whatever the purpose was, but he realized that he did wrong, even because he judged before listening to other person, or because he was thinking badly against the two men. They came in, the two angels, they came in the shape of human beings, and when they surprised him, he thought that they will do something bad against him, and he was thinking badly against them. Either way, that he did, you know, a minor mistake, and this is why he prostrated himself. And this is the proof that the salah, the prayer, was obligated on Prophet David, peace be upon him, and like it was obligated upon all the previous prophets and the messengers of Allah. This is what I have for today. And jazakumullahu khayran for listening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion, to stay firm in our prayers, Allahumma ameen, to perform prayer on time, Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran, and see you tomorrow.